Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yudalit. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, is coming to explain a machlekes that was brought in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlekes? Regarding the chalavim of a karbon that was brought on Shabbos, and you didn't finish being makdi the emurin on Shabbos, and then Yom Kippur came, or vice versa. The karbon that was hukrav, or that was shechted on Yom Kippur, and now you want to be makriv the imurim on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that chel veShabbos akrevin b'yema kippurim avoloi shel yema kippurim b'Shabbos. B'Shmuel shita is that the chalavim of Shabbos, of a carbon that was brought on Shabbos, could be hukrav on Yom Kippur, but vice versa, a carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur, the imurim, you can't be makriv them on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loy shel Shabbos krevin b'yema kippurim, v'loy shel yema kippurim krevin b'Shabbos. You can't be makriv the carbon that was brought on Shabbos. You can't be makriv the emurim on Yom Kippur, and vice versa. You cannot either be makriv a carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur, that was shechted on Yom Kippur. You can't bring the emurim onto the mizbeach on Shabbos. Now, before we get to the Gemara on Kuf Yudalit, let's discuss what's the halacha about a carbon tamid that was Friday's carbon tamid, but before Shabbos you didn't have a chance to be makta the emurim. So the emurim have to go on the mizbeach, and now Shabbos came. If you don't put it on the mizbeach, then it's going to become nicer, and then the carbon is going to be a pasul of carbon. You're not going to have a complete hashlama, a complete akrava of a carbon tamir. What's the halacha then? So if you take a look back on Daf Chaf, Taisus over there says, Adibra Hamaschil Lemishri, that the evarim and the pedarim of chayil, the Gemara over there seems to say that you can be makta them on Shabbos. And Taisus asks from another Gemara in Shabbos, Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet, the Gemara is a drasha on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, v'loy Oila Schol b'Shabbos. You can't be makriv the Oila v'chol on Shabbos. So Taisus says, Avestira, Daf Chav Amud Aleph, it seems to be mavur that I could be makriv the emurim of a chol on Shabbos. And the Gemara on Chav Dalet says that I can't be makriv it. So Taisus has a pshara. Taisus says that the heter to be makriv the evarim and the pedarim of chayil on Shabbos is when it was mashla b'hen ha'ar mi ba'ayyoyim. I already put it on the mizbeach, and it had a mashila sa'ar. The fire already started cooking the basar, the emurim they put on the mizbeach. Then it's permitted to continue, even if it fell off, you can put it back on the fire on Shabbos and continue being makriv and finish the haktara of the carbon on Shabbos. However, where there never was a Meshila Sa'ar, then you have the drasha of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis of Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoi V'loi Oilas Chayil B'Shabbos. And it's interesting to note that the Revo over there has a suffix if this heter of once you have a Meshila Sa'ar, which the Rishonim call that the concept of once they have a Meshila Sa'ar on the Basar, it becomes Lachmish on the Mizbeach, it becomes Lechem, it becomes the bread of the Mizbeach, and then you're going to have a Reboy that says that I'm allowed to continue being Makrivit on Shabbos. Is that only a Karban Tamid? Or is that by all other kabbanis? That's the Rivas Safik and Taisus Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. So with that context, we have a clear halacha that if I have a Meshila Sa'ar on a carbon that was brought b'chayil, and now I have to be makrivit on Shabbos, l'chalapachis, a carbon tamid, there everybody agrees that I can continue being makrivit on Shabbos. Other kabbanis is a Safik. It's Rivas a Safik whether I can be makrivit on Shabbos or not. Now we get to the Gemara on Daf Kuf Yudalet, today's Daf. And the Gemara brings a Braisa. We have a drasha, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. The first Tana says it teaches us that Chel v'Shabbos could be Karev on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says perhaps even Yom Kippur could be Karev on Shabbos. Shabbos is a more of a Chomer day than Yom Kippur. Tamalayim b'Shabbatoi. Zemiyot Dafka b'Shabbatoi. It could only be Karev on its Shabbos the day that it was Shechted. So if it was Shechted on Yom Kippur, you can't be Makrev on Shabbos. That is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, the ribuy, the limur is on Chel v'Shabbos shekrevim miyamtiv. That I need to use, that if I shechted a behema on Shabbos, that I can be makrivit on yamtiv if yamtiv is Sunday. However, if I want to be makrivit on Yom Kippur, if I shechted a carbon on Shabbos and you want to be makrivit on Yom Kippur, there I have a drasha b'Shabbatoi that I can't do it. There the mir is that Shabbos to Yom Kippur is no good. So they both have a ribuy, they both have a miyut, and Rabbi Shmuel's ribuy is from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but and his miyut is from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Akiva's ribuy is from Shabbos to Yom Tif, But from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, he has a miyut. So it comes out, they're arguing on whether or not a person could be makriv, a carbon that was shechted on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, or not. And the Gemara says that this machlekes is going to be totally in machlekes if nedarim and nedavis are craven on Yom Tif. If I have nedarim and nedavis, karbonis that I made a neder to bring, I made a nedava to bring, could I be makriv them on Yom Tif or not? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that nedarim and nedavis are craven on Yom Tif. So I need the pasuk, I need the riboy to teach me that a carbon that I shechted on Shabbos, I can bring on Yom Kippur. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that a carbon that was shechted on Shabbos, I can bring on Yom Tif. That I know already. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, that nedarim and nedavis are not craven on Yom Tif, I need the pasuk to tell me that this chiyuv carbon, this elas tamid, could be hukrev on Yom Tif as well. So I don't have a pasuk to teach me that if I brought a carbon on Shabbos, or that my elas tamid that was brought on Shabbos, I can bring on Yom Kippur as well. That's the Gemara over here. If you look in Rabbi Akiva Eger and other Achronim, they ask a very, very strong question. The question is, the whole machlokes, whether or not Nedarim and Nedavis are craven on Yom Tif, is only by Kav and Shlamim, Nedarim and Nedavis. However, Oilus, everybody agrees that an Oila cannot be Karev on Yom Tif. And over here, we're talking about a carbon Oila. So if a carbon Oila, everybody agrees, can't be Karev on Yom Tif, there shouldn't be any machlokes on how to dash in the Pasuk over here. Everybody should agree to Rabbi Akiva that I need a pasuk to tell me that I can be makriv the oila of Shabbos on Yom Tif. And I don't want to have a pasuk to tell me that I can be makriv the carbon oila of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. And Reb Shach in the Sefer, in his Sefer, Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Tamidin Musafin, in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he asks, he takes the question really to the next level. He says that if you look in Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Chavdal Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschal Afisha Ein Sarfin Kachem Yomtif. Taisvis says that the machlekes, whether or not Nedarim and Nedavis are Karev on Yomtif or not, is going to be totally in how I look at the Iker Shechita of the carbon. He says the same thing by Shtei Halechem also. What's the Iker Afia of the Shtei Halechem? And he says that if you say that it's not Karev on Yomtif, it's because you hold that Mishulchan Kavoya Kazachu. And the same thing with Shtei Halechem. Meaning, even though there is Achilas Adam, person eats the carbon, person eats the shtei halechem, but the ikar is l'tzorech kavaya. However, the man d'amar that says that it is karev on yantif, because he holds that the ikar shchita by a nedarim and nedavis by karbanis, and the ikar afia by shtei halechem is l'tzorech adam. So therefore, I have the heter of echol nefesh that I have in all yom tovim. Anyway, Reb Shach asks that if the whole machlokes whether or not nedarim and nedavis are karev on yantif is all mitla toloi, how you look at what the ikar of the carbon is for. So that's only the ikar shchita of the carbon, the ikar afia of the shtei halechem. But here the discussion is, I have the chalavim of a carbon that was brought on Shabbos, that was left over, and I want to know, could I be makter them? That Torah is definitely the tzarech kavaya. So what's it sad that it should be mutter on Yom Tov to be makter of them? That's definitely the tzarech kavaya. So how could the Gemara say that if I hold that nedarim and nedavis are craving on Yom Tov, so I know automatically that I could be matir the carbon on Yom Tif, so now I have the pasuk to tell me that I could be makter the Shal Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's what Reb Shach asks, and he says, I saw this question in Bikiv Eger, but Reb Shach brings it out more from this beer of Taisus and Daf Chav Dalit Amud Beis. And Reb Shach says that you have to say that the Gemara holds that according to the Manda Omar, that Edarim and Edavis are craving on Yom Tif, Einachanami, the shchita and the other avoidas that are necessary for the carbon are tzarech edit. Because you can't eat the carbon, you can't have any basar without shchita. But this that it's mutter to be makter the emurim on Yom Tif, that's only because of the din that after you have a shchita and after you have a zrika, which is tzarech edit, now it's a regular carbon Yom Tif. Meaning, even though the ikar carbon wasn't a cheva in its initial bringing, but once I did the shchita, once I did the zrika, it's no different than a regular carbon cheva. Because after the hava, it becomes like every other carbon Yom Tif, even the ones that are yemuchiv to bring me'ikroi, then now yemuchiv to be makter the emurim. And it's the same as a carbon Shabbos, a carbon that I brought on Shabbos, then now the emurim are left over, and tonight is Yom Tif, it's Motzoi Shabbos, and it's Yom Tif, and I want to know, could I be makter of the emurim? So the Gemara says that according to Rab Yishmael, that Nedarim and Nedavis are craving on Yom Tif, so behechrech I see that carbonus of Yom Tif could be hukrav on Shabbos. Because just like the Nedarim and the Davis, although initially they are the Tzarech Chedya, and that's why they had a Heter initially to be brought on Yom Tif, but once I get past that stage and I have to be Makdeh the Emurim, that's the same thing as a Karbon Chayva. because now the actual haktara of the emurim isn't letzarech chedit. That's definitely letzarech kavaya. And if I know the Torah tells me that I can be makiv and darman and davis and yantif, then there's no difference between the emurim of those karbanis and the emurim of a regular karban chayva. And now the pshat in the Gemara is that according to Rabbi Shmuel that says that nedarim and nedavis are krevim and yamtif, so who had in the karban tamid of Shabbos could also be karev and yamtif, which comes after Shabbos. So now I have the pasuk left over to tell me that the karban chayva of Shabbos could be karev and yom kippur. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that nedarim and nedavis are not karev and yamtif, he needs a special pasuk to say that the karban chayva of Shabbos could be karev and yamtif. So he doesn't have a pasuk to tell me that the karban chayva of Shabbos could be karev on Yom Kippur. Have a wonderful day.